We walked across the town center toward the animal shelter, Mom carrying most of the foster kittens in their carrier. I held the littlest one, Nugget, who was my favorite. "But Mom, he's so tiny," I said. "Are you sure we can't keep him?" "Kira?"
I know.
It was the worst part about fostering kittens, bringing them back to the shelter so they could find their forever homes. Because after spending a few weeks with them, I just couldn't help but want their forever homes to be with me. We passed the fountain where little kids splashed, the hot dog cart setting up for the day, the library. I checked my watch. 2 minutes until 10 o'clock, when my best friend and I always met at the statue of the lady holding a book on the first day of summer break. It was tradition, except Layla wasn't coming this year. Not since she got a new best friend. Mom must have caught me looking at the statue because she said, "Here, hand me that kitten. I'll check them in. You go ahead and meet Layla." Nugget snuggled into my neck. "I don't have anywhere to go, remember?" Mom frowned. "Are you and Layla still arguing?" "Mom," I said, "she doesn't want to be friends anymore." Layla only had time to be friends with the girls on her soccer team now. It was a fact of life. I was barely even offended anymore. I opened the door to the animal shelter, cradling Nugget with my free hand. "Okay, then you need to get yourself out there and make some new friends," Mom said, walking past me and depositing the carrier of mewing kittens on the counter. I pulled Nugget to my chest and kissed his pink nose. "No thanks. Who needed human friends when you were surrounded by animals?" "Come on, Kira, be social," Mom said. "You're going into fifth grade soon. You'll be at the middle school." "So?" I hit the bell on the counter that said ring for service, hoping to end this conversation. "Middle school is not an easy transition," Mom began, "especially if you're fighting with your best friend." Just because Mom teaches middle school, she thinks she knows everything about it. Miss Steph appeared, rolling a crate of long-eared puppies in front of her. "Sorry to keep you waiting, ladies." Her four-year-old son vaulted into the room behind her, kicking and karate chopping and nearly flailing into a bin of clean kitty litter. "Shh, Dougie," she said. "The kitties are sleeping, see?" She pointed to the little one purring on my shoulder. "By the way, congratulations, Miss Middle Schooler." She gave me a sideways hug. "Are you ready for your big adventure tomorrow?" She was talking about how Mom and I were going to visit my great aunts who lived all the way across the world in Australia. They had a wildlife sanctuary and animal clinic where they rescued injured animals. Australia was bursting with animals that you couldn't find anywhere else in the world. Pygmy possums that fit in the palm of your hand, kangaroos and wallabies, wombats and koalas, and birds of every color. We'd be there for 2 weeks. I wished we could stay for the whole summer. In fact, I wished we could just move there. Then I could be with animals 24/7 and wouldn't have to go to middle school with my non-friend Layla. Dougie did a series of spins and air punches, finishing with a roundhouse kick directly into a tower of dog bowls. The tower exploded, bowls rolling in all directions. "Are you sure you can't stay here and babysit Dougie for me?" Ms. Steph asked with a groan. Then she smiled and went into the back office to get the kitten's paperwork. "I remember when I first got to middle school," Mom said, launching right back into my least favorite topic. "I had a real hard time coping with the lockers." She looked at me sympathetically. "Or are you worried about the schedule and finding your classes? Or all the new people?" "I just think if I'm going to be a veterinarian like Aunt Mamie, I should get a ton of experience working with animals," I said as I helped Dougie collect the scattered dog bowls. "Maybe I could stay in Australia and help Aunt Mamie in the clinic. I could do middle school online," I added. "People do that, you know. It's a thing." She wasn't buying it. Well, it's not a thing in our family, Kira, Mom said, wincing as Dougie restacked the bowls into a teetering tower. Maybe you should try and make up with Layla. You two have been best friends since kindergarten. You can't throw that kind of friendship away.